Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Mills. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Mills. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. There goes Pitlock. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazzara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Trotsky moves to third. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Almada catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Almada. Trotsky scores. Keltner moves to third. Kroner moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner scores. Kroner moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pitlock moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Towards short. Kress fields it and throws to third for the out. Pitlock scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Buster Mills. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan now playing left field. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kroner hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazzara hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mills bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada throws the ball into McQuinn, who tags Soltis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing right field. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuillan moves to second. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazzara bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuillan moves to third. Clift moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. Clift scores. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Heath reaches second base with a double. Kress moves to third. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner is walked intentionally. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards second. Croner fields it and throws to first for the out. Trotsky throws to Larry, who throws back to Trotsky, who tags Hefner for the double play. Kress scores. Heath moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Croner hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.